Advent, so we're thinking about Advent, and we're going to start, as we always do, well, I always do, with a definition, so we know what we're talking about. And our first slide, hopefully, will show us what Advent is all about. So we'll just see if we can get that slide up or not. How are we doing? Doesn't like my presentation. Didn't like it in Chilton either. Don't know what I've done. Something sneaky. Well, I'll read it to you for now, okay? So according to the Oxford English Dictionary, which is everything you need to know about anything, Advent is defined as the arrival of a notable person or thing. So that fits well with what we're thinking about today. We're thinking about the arrival of Jesus when he was born at Christmas. So that's what that's why this period of the church year is called Advent. It comes from the Latin meaning coming towards or the approach. And so it's the idea of Advent is we're travelling towards something special, and that's the true meaning of this season. So that's what we're going to be thinking about this morning, travelling towards something. And when we're travelling, we often need a map. Now, I know you're going to say to me, no, we don't, because we've got sat-nav, but just bear with me, okay? So I've got a map here. This is actually a local map. Nice big map. There we go. It's got everything. It's got Didcot on it. It's got Chilton. It's got Harwell. What kind of things do we normally see on maps? What kind of things can we see? What do you think? Come on. Come some roads. Thank you. Roads. What else?
Houses.
Yeah. The key. So the thing that tells you what everything is. Good. Yes. Not as many houses as there are now, though, Brian. Yeah. Yeah. Anything else you can see on maps? Car parks, yes. You've been on the car parks, yes.
Lakes,
good. And what are the green bits?
Trees.
And what are the lines on a map?
Contours,
which tell you where the high parts are and the low parts are. Yes, so this is a map that we can use. And so we're going to have an Advent map today, okay? Now, I don't know if some of the beavers and cubs want to come to these tables, because there's also a bit of a quiz that we're going to be looking at in a minute, and you can get a head start on the quiz if you like. But also, we're going to be thinking about our Advent map. Now, on this map, which is an ordnance survey map, one of the cubs pointed out that there's something called a key that's got lots of symbols or icons on it that tells you what things are, okay? And I've got some of these icons here, and I'm going to test the congregation on what these are, but I'm going to ask the explorers to be the font of all knowledge, because I'm told that explorers should know every single one of these symbols, otherwise you're struck off. Do you strike explorers off? Ah, okay. So I'm going to test the congregation, and then we'll come to the scouts and see how they did. Okay, so our next slide, let's have the next slide. Don't tell the cat, I've got his laser pointer. Okay, so next slide. Let's have a look. Can we get it up? Modern technology is a wonderful thing, isn't it? When it works. Yeah. Gives them time to start working on them. How are we doing? Even the vicar's onto it and it's not working. Doing well. Okay, so number one looks like this. Looks like a cup of tea. Looks like a cup of tea. Looks like a mug. What do you think? What congregation, what do you think that represents on a map? A public house, thank you. Not coffee, it's beer.
Beer.
It's beer. In church. row. Hooray! Thank goodness for that. Okay. So number two. Oh, Mr. Scoutman, you need to keep quiet. If those of you who didn't hear what Brian just gave away, what do you think that is? A battlefield, well done. We should be whispering this in case the children are getting them all wrong. Now, number three was a controversial one, but I have the definitive answer. However, I will go to the explorers if necessary. What do you think number three is?
Trumpet.
It's not a trumpet, no. Is it a lighthouse, though? Is it, though? Anybody else want to guess? A beacon? Right, explorers, what's number three? It's either, if I had my glasses on, I could look on the map, but I can't see it, it's too small. I thought it was a disused lighthouse, because a lighthouse is like that, but it's white and it's got rays coming out of it. But the consensus was in Chiltern that it's a beacon. Okay? A beacon. Well, I'm saying no more about the explorer's performance this morning. Okay, so number four, congregation. It's not a manger, although that would be very topical. It's a picnic site. Well done. Number, can't even see the numbers, five. Any guesses as to that? Mike's got it. Trip? Trigonometry? No, it's not a trig point. Yeah. No, it's not pink sharks. It's a youth hostel. Number six? View point, easy. Number seven? Golf, easy. Okay, now we get to the hard ones. Number eight? A marsh. I thought that was hard. Not hard. Okay. Number nine? Not a church. It's not a place of worship. You'd be glad to know one of your scout leaders knows exactly what it is. It's an abbey or a cathedral or something like that. Yes. Okay, number 10. Top points for anybody who knows this one. Not a sandpit. Not a quarry. Not a pebble beach. I noticed the scouts have gone quiet. No, it's not grassland. It's not gravel pit, no. No, not really. Explorers, have you got anything for number 10? No. It's a spoil heap. Spoil heap. There you go. I'm glad I got one that caught you out. I thought I'd have more than that. Okay, good. How did you do? We've got golf course for that. Yeah. They've done very well. Very good. Right. So, on our Advent map, we also need to have some directions and some icons to tell us what's going on. So, here's your Advent map. Have a look, see what you think. Advent maps, Advent maps. What do you think? How's that? Is that helpful for you, explorers, that Advent map that you've got right there? So I have to be honest, it's not very helpful. Okay, so we're going to have to add, because it's not telling us which way's up. It's not showing us which road to go on. It's not telling us how to get there or what we're going to find. So let's do something about that. Here's one I made earlier. And I used it earlier. Can you tell? So your Advent map needs to look like this, but less crumpled and without the rips in it. Okay? So it needs some arrows for direction. So here we go. You need to start sticking your arrows on. Sticking your arrows on, okay? So that it looks like this. And each one of these arrows is pointing the direction for Advent, in the direction of where we're going. And it's got a name on it. And each arrow has got a different name on it, and they're all people from the Bible. Now, the other thing that the first candle of our Advent wreath means is that it's about the patriarchs. And the patriarchs were men in the Bible, and they were often, some of them were prophets, and they would help us to know which way to go and help us to learn more about God. And so that's what we're going to be doing. We're going to put these arrows on, and we need the next lot of icons to see. Okay. Oh, thank you. So, the first one we've got is a star. And that goes with the arrow for Abraham. And the Abraham star is because Abraham was told that God's family would be as many as the stars in the sky, but that one star would come one day, and that's God's son from this family. So that's Abraham with the star. The next one is Judah with the lion. And Judah was one of Jacob's sons. And one day from Judah, someone would come like a lion to lead all the rest. So that's Judah and the lion. Then Moses with the pointing finger showing us the way. Moses told the people of God in the desert that one day a special prophet would come who would show them the way. Okay. Then you've got David with the crown. And David was told that one day a king would come from his family and he would be a king forever. And then Isaiah, you've got a little baby somewhere in your icons. And Isaiah spoke of a special baby whose name was God with us. And you'll hear that called Emmanuel. Emmanuel means God with us. So that baby was God with us on earth. And then the last one, Daniel, he had a vision of the Son of Man. And the Son of Man looked like a shining person with lots of light around him. So all these people were pointing towards the special thing that we're going towards on our Advent journey. It was a star from Abraham, the star that would come from Abraham's family. It was a lion to lead everybody from Judah. It was somebody who would show us the way. It was a king who would be king forever. It was a special baby who was God with us. And it was the Son of Man. And that's our Advent journey. We're following those arrows. Now, in our reading, we heard about a very strange kind of map. So in the reading we had, it told us about a road. And it told us about a map where all the valleys were raised up and all the hills were flattened down. And the road was straight and it was smooth. And I wondered what a map like that might look like. So I had a look online, as you do. This is a map from the US Geological Survey, and it's a map of North America. And on there, I don't know if my cat's laser pointer will, yeah, on there, you've got North Dakota up there. You see that? And on this map, you can see mountain ranges, so the Rocky Mountains are around here. There's great big lakes in Michigan and Minnesota. But North Dakota doesn't have an awful lot going on in it. And when you look at it closer, on the next slide, this is a road in North Dakota. And that road is called the ND 46 West. And it is one of the longest, straightest roads in the world. It is 120 miles long, without obstacle or interruption. It just goes straight. There's only one road longer than that in the world, and that's in Saudi Arabia, and that is Highway 85, and that's 693 miles long, but I couldn't get a map of that one, so you'll have to do with North Dakota, okay? Now that's what I imagine that map from Isaiah would look like, that road as straight and as flat and as far as the eye could see, without any obstacles. So that's a bit like the map in the reading. The idea is that the Lord God is coming to his people as a triumphant king who has the road prepared before him so that he can travel in glory and with ease. Every obstacle in his way should be removed. Imagine if the Queen came to visit Didcot and Harwell and Chiltern. Do you think they might fill in some of the potholes? Do you think they might get rid of a few of the temporary traffic lights? Yeah. I think they would, wouldn't they? And that's what this is like. It's God coming, and so we're clearing the way and making it as smooth as possible so that he can come without any obstacles in his way. So if we look at the next slide, whatever's wrong in the road needs to be corrected. So in some cases, those valleys need to be lifted up, like that great big road bridge there with a juggernaut on it. Or in others, the high places have to be brought low. So I'm doing quite a lot of teaching over in High Wycombe at the moment, so I spend a lot of time going on the M40 through that cutting, which I love. I love that cutting. Always makes me think of the Vicar of Dibley. And that's just a massive hill that was in the way of the M40, so they just cut through it. And that's what we're talking about, getting rid of the obstacles. And then the bottom picture there, somewhere in a very rough ground, it looks a bit volcanic to me, that, I think, they've put a nice smooth path so that everybody can get along and visit that area, that place. They've smoothed out the rough places, and that's what Isaiah's talking about. So sometimes the valleys need to be raised up. And if we think about this as a word picture, what we can think about is that this needs to take place in our heart. It's a word picture of what needs to happen in us in preparation for Advent. So those valleys might be our low points. They might be the things that are not great in our lives. The sin in our lives needs to be raised up to God and got out of the way so that God's got clear access to us and we've got clear access to him. Maybe the high places are where we've decided we know better than God, or we've gone our own way, and we need to humble ourselves and come back and go the way that God wants us to go. And maybe the rough places are where we're a bit rough around the edges and we've got bad habits or bad attitudes, and we need to just smooth those things out again so that they don't get in the way between us and God. And we need to ask God to help us to do that, because it's a hard thing to do. So our next slide shows a road being prepared. Anybody recognise it? As somebody said in Chilton, it could be any road in Didcot at the moment. It could indeed. But it's a specific road. Where do you think it is?
Is it the link road between...
You are right. Well done, you. It's the link road. Actually, when they were making the junction between the... I don't know what that road's called. You know the one between Harwell and Didcot? And then the link road. So the UTC would be on your right and the link road's on your left. It's that bit. But what we're talking about is very much like building this road. The preparation that has to happen. They're both expensive. And they both must deal with very many different problems and environments, and they both take an expert engineer. And in our case, the road that we're clearing, that we're building in our hearts for God, the expert engineer is God, if we let him be. And that's what Advent is. It's a time of preparing, of getting ready for God's arrival. And this is the preparation that we can do in ourselves at Advent. And it's the route we need to travel, for our next slide, to see God's glory revealed on earth, which is the special thing we're travelling towards in Advent. So the first Advent was when Jesus came as a baby, and that was his glory on earth, and he was revealed to some people, and people, we need to prepare for that as we prepare for Christmas, because that's what we're remembering. But we're also remembering that God said he would come again, and so we're preparing again for his arrival. We're still preparing for his arrival, and that's what we're doing during Advent. So let's say a prayer. Dear God, we thank you that you want us to have clear access for you to come into our hearts. Lord, help us to lift up the valleys and flatten the high places and smooth out the rough edges so that you can come into our hearts this Advent as we look forward to the special time of Christmas and your coming as a baby, but when you come again as well, Lord. Amen.